First of all, I would like to thank everybody for very fruitful and interesting discussion. A lot of thoughts from the audience here. I would like to one of the questions was from Ethiopia, if I remember correctly, about how to implement technology access and technology foresight to the policy of the government. And I must say, it's a critical issue in my view, because until the government is not very much interested in introducing technology foresight, nothing will happen at all, or it will be something which will disappear very soon. And the key point is that the policymakers and decision makers should be integrated into the foresight process or technology assessment process from the very beginning. Otherwise, it will be the result which will not be used. It will be a report staying somewhere, put somewhere on the shelf. So my view in this respect is that on the one hand, the national governments should look more carefully on the opportunities which might be provided by TF and TA on the one hand. On the other hand, international organizations should join their efforts. For example, I know that UNESCO chairs on future studies, for example, they do some. We have around 30 chairs worldwide directly engaged in future studies. And UNCTAD, UNIDA, I know they were very active 10 years ago or so, but now they I have some signs that UNIDA would like also revive this its interest to technology foresight. So so the international organization might do something very useful to increase awareness of the governments that these instruments might be very helpful in their activity. Thank you very much.